And we welcome you back to Eagles Draft Central. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, now joined by senior producer, NFL Films, Greg Cosell, on a pretty nutsy day, huh?
Oh, it'll be interesting. I'm waiting for the next rumor in the next 15 minutes.
Your prediction for the Eagles, move up, stay put? What do you think?
My prediction would be yes, I think they'll move up.
Interesting. Well, we'll find out in just a few minutes here. All right, in the interim, let's discuss the depth of this draft.
Okay.
And Mike Mayock from NFL.com and NFL Network has his top five list. Let's begin at the quarterback position. Is there anything worth talking about beyond Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota?
Absolutely. There's always players to talk about, and I think that a player like Garrett Grayson is really an interesting player. As you look ahead, I think keep in mind, Dave, once you get beyond the first two, you're dealing with a whole bunch of circumstances that have to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you look at with a guy like Garrett Grayson. But he'd probably be my number three.
Okay. And at the running back position, said to be a very deep group of running backs in this draft. One, two, three perhaps go in the first round. What do you think of this group?
It's a really deep running back group, and I think this will be the year we find out how they're valued in the NFL, because my guess is teams have six running backs in their top 60. I like Amir Abdullah a lot out of Nebraska.
Okay. The wide receiver position, Greg, last year, a historic performance from rookie wide receivers. This year, maybe just as good quality throughout. We look at some of the top names, numbers, they just come off the board, right? I mean, that is eye-popping stuff, big, strong, and fast.
Rashad Perriman's a name that stands out to me, Dave. I watched the wide receivers very early in this draft process, and I saw all of Perriman's targets and catches. Really like Rashad Perriman on film.
All right, now the tight end position. Probably not an issue for the Eagles with Celek,
right,
and Zach Ertz and Trey Burton, who had a nice rookie campaign on special teams, maybe elevated his role this year, but what do you see here? Are there players beyond the first pick of the tight ends who can play in the NFL?
And speaking of Zach Ertz, I think Tyler Kroft has Zach Ertz-type ability. It might not show up in his first year in the league, but I think down the road, Tyler Kroft is the name that sticks out to me.
All right, and for the Eagles, I think this is a position of need. Todd Harriman is now an Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
There are questions about the interior of the Eagles' offensive line. Might there be some quality at 20, round 2, perhaps round 3?
I think you have to get a little later down. I think someone like A.J. Can would fit what the Eagles do very well. He's a name that sticks out to me. He's the kind of player to me, Dave, that you plug him in and he'd be a 10-year starter.
Mm-hmm. And we see in the NFL, Greg, offensive tackles from college often make that transition,
yes,
inside. So this group of offensive tackles, do you see more pure tackles, or do you see a lot of this group transitioning inside?
Well, the game's changed a bit where you can play tackle now. It's not the way it was, because the passing games are quicker, ball comes out quicker. But I think that when you look at this list, T.J. Clemmings is a really interesting player here, because he's athletic, but he's only played tackle for a couple of years, and he has a lot of work to do, but you see the athleticism on film.
On the other side of the football, yeah, you got to win in the trenches, Greg. And this group of defensive linemen, the muckers, the grinders, a good group of defensive tackles?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good group. Leonard Williams is the name a lot of people, mm-hmm, probably talk about as an interior lineman. I think when you look at this name, Arik Armstead, to me, is a player, and a lot of people might disagree, I think he could be as good or better than Leonard Williams down the road.
And he's an Oregon product, and somebody expected to go maybe in the top 10 tonight to a team that, a 3-4 team we're talking about?
Absolutely. He's a three. People should think of Calais Campbell of the Arizona Cardinals. He's very much like that right now.
Okay. Now we go to the next line of defense, the linebacker position. Lots of questions here, lots of talent, lots of trouble, and a lot of question marks.
Yeah, the player I like on that list is Stephon Anthony out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he's really quick. He's fast. I think he can cover, and he's a very, very good blitzer. And that's something that I think you'll really see as a major factor. You know, if the Eagles are thinking about that position, they like their linebackers to blitz, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Stephon Anthony, to me, is a player that would work really well.
And another position that we could possibly see the Eagles, if they stay at 20 or keep their pick or move back, cornerback. And
yes,
there are some good ones in this draft. Long press corners, that's what the Eagles are looking for.
Right.
What do you see from this group?
Well, this group has a lot of good players. I mean, to me, Marcus Peters, and we know he's had some issues in college, but if you're looking for a press man corner, I think Marcus Peters is the best press man corner in this group. I think that if that's the way you want to play, I mean, I think of when he went up against Jalen Strong from Arizona State, and Jalen Strong couldn't get off the line of scrimmage against Marcus Peters.
And we hear the name Byron Jones.
Another
we hear
good
Kevin
prospect.
Johnson, possibilities for the Eagles, should they stay at 20?
Kevin Johnson, to me, is very refined. He could play both man and zone. You're not necessarily going to play press man on every single snap. I think Kevin Johnson is probably the best combination corner of the first-round prospects.
And, Greg, the safety position. Oh, where are all the great safeties in the NFL? Do you see any great ones in this list?
Oh, I really like Demaryius Randall from Arizona State. Because a team like the Eagles, they want their safeties to be interchangeable, Dave, meaning to play in the box and to be able to play the back end. And I think Demaryius Randall is the best back end safety in this draft class with the ability to fill the alley and play the run game really effectively as well.
All right, so there's your headliners from all of the positions in this 2015 NFL draft, which begins in 10 minutes. So T-minus 10 minutes. We're going to send Greg over to the fan cave with Bo Wolf. Bring in the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And when we return to Eagles Draft Central, NFL Network's Mike Mayock, who will say more words per minute than anyone on the planet over the next 3 days. We'll hear from him from Chicago along with Chris McPherson. Stay tuned. Eagles Draft Central continues. We got you covered all the way through this wild night for the Philadelphia Eagles.